how impressive is it that Boz is able to do this back-to-back starts against a team like that that's really good at manufacturing runs?
Yeah, really impressive. It just speaks to the pitcher that Shane is and the stuff he has. Yeah, tonight was awesome. Like, he was really efficient with his pitches. I love the changeup usage. I mean, I think he got close to 10%. You know, it's just another wrinkle for guys to honor, especially lefties, and it just opened up his curveball, and obviously the fastball is real. Like, to get out of some jams, you know, he got to the elevated fastball to the top of the zone when he needed to with the velo in the tank. So it was a really impressive outing for Shane.
Do you see a different pitcher now than you did when the season started?
No, it's the same pitcher. Like, to me, it's all about throwing strikes, you know, and being efficient. The stuff's the same. Obviously, the guy talked about the changeup is a new weapon for him that he's trying to harness, and just the way he went out there and competes. Like, it's me, it's the same guy, but you can just see this, the efficiency attacking the strike zone and the confidence he's getting.
You talked previously about the need for this team to have more complete outings, complete games. Was that a prime example of, you know, kind of the complete performance you hope to see, you know, more frequently from the club?
Yeah, pretty much. All of our wins have kind of been that way, outside of a few, but yeah, like the way great at bats. I mean, Griffin Jacks has some real stuff. Very unfortunate, like the line drive that he took, 107 off the back, but I mean, Jacks is a tough dude. I mean, to stay in the game like that. And then obviously our guys did a lot of good things, like the bunts, running the base as well. Just playing good team baseball. Like, that's, and our defense was what we needed.
Do you feel like your starting rotation is starting to turn a corner? Boz is pitching great. Bradish over his past five starts. And Brandon Young, too. Do you feel like it's starting to turn a corner here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're getting into a groove. I think in a good cadence of their work and their process as far as in between starts, making little tweaks that they need to, whether it be delivery or pitch usage. And also, with the starting pitching group, they're a tight-knit group, and there's also, they like to talk crap and compete too. Obviously, being our clubhouse, you can kind of see it. So that competitive nature kind of filters over to, you know, to the game. You know, they kind of, it's not saying they want to one-up themselves, but when you see KB go out there and do what he does, then now it's time for Boz to kind of step up and do it. So it's been fun to watch.
Was it impressive to you with the mistakes that Tampa Bay made? You guys exploited just about all of them. Took advantage of just about every mistake.
Yeah, I mean, it's in this league, like we talked about on our side, like defense, it's tough to give another team extra outs, you know, an extra 90 feet. So, you know, for us to capitalize on some miscues was huge, because that really happens with the race. So being able to have that happen in our guys putting some quality at bats and scratching some runs across is big for us. And because you never know which run, what's going to mean what run as far as 90 feet or giving away an extra out. So it was great for our guys to kind of capitalize on those.
Shane and Sam Waller, two players this organization's invested a lot in to be a big part of the future with the extensions that they have. The night to tonight where they both play such a huge role in a win, just kind of show the potential that battery in particular has to maybe have a lot of wins like that moving forward?
Yeah, and those two guys in particular, sure. And we have a bunch of guys that are controllable, our guys too. I like what you did there, how you framed that question, but also just some really good guys they left out that are going to be around here for a long time. So, you know, with Sammy and Shane, yeah, they have a ton of talent, and sky's the limit with their potential, and just along with a bunch of other guys in our clubhouse as well.
With Sam specifically, just given his age and relative inexperience, what I guess are you most proud of is how he's kind of carried himself behind the scenes and to be ready for moments like this and others that we've seen throughout the season?
Sammy or Shane, sorry.
Sammy,
it's been awesome to watch. Like, we constantly talk about, he's only 21 years old, didn't have a ton of reps in the minor leagues, and rightfully so, because he just outperformed the minor leagues, and there's going to be growing pains with him, but also the talent's real, and the way he can learn on the fly and adjust it's really impressive what he can do, especially navigating the game behind the play at the big league level, calling pitches, receiving, blocking, throwing, then going up there and hitting the middle of our order pretty much all year. It's been really impressive, and that's always challenging with young players like that to not ride the highs or the lows, just keep them even keel. And Sammy has a great support system around him, so it's been fun just to be a small part of his career.
Your starter tomorrow is
TBD.
Can I throw one more in? What do you think it says about your ball club, Craig, that the results that you guys had when you went to New York and then came back and showed a lot of fight, and then same thing with Tampa? And I know the series isn't over yet, but you've responded with two wins after getting swept down there.
Yeah, it's just like we talked about pretty much all year. It's a resilient group, and also doesn't matter wins or losses. We have to have the ability to turn the page and focus on the next day, and that's what these guys are doing. They model it every single day, and so when they show up to the field, they're trying to win that night, and that's the only goal. And as I say that, I played with Johnny Gomes for a year. I don't know if you guys know him, but he has a quote that just stuck with me. And he's like, "This baseball is the greatest sport in the world. You show up each day, and every day you show up, you don't know if they're going to DFA you or your stuff's going to go to Cooperstown. You have no idea what's going to happen that day." So our guys just have the ability to show up each day and prepare to win, and that's all that matters.